very brief announcements, place changes from something that's in the bulletin. This coming Saturday, November 9th, our deanery is hosting a deanery-wide event, the Matthew 25 Call to Christian Service Conference, sponsored by Catholic Charities along with our deanery. You can register for that. I encourage you. It's a workshop and a way to come together and try to figure out what God is calling me to more, because he's always asking more service. After all, Jesus himself said that he had not come to be served, but to serve. And this is a way that we'll be able to be introduced to other things maybe we haven't thought about. And again, you can register for that if you go on the parish website. You can still find the information on that on the banner at the top. The change will be, instead of St. Angela Hall after the Mass, which is here at 8 o'clock, we'll immediately go to Mother Teresa Hall that has a better sound system and acoustics for what we need, which then necessitates the same morning a children's choir that's being formed for ages 4 to 18. Their first meeting will not be at Mother Teresa Hall, but will be in the school cafeteria. This is a getting together a little choir to sing at Christmas Eve Mass. So again, that choir will, their first meeting only, will be in the school cafeteria, and after that, they'll be back in Mother Teresa Hall. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. And speaking of locations, the location that happens today in the gospel is no accident. Jericho sits near the edge of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, at 1,410 feet below sea level, is the lowest place on the face of the earth. In fact, in its very depths, it goes down to 2,300 feet below sea level. Therefore, the city of Jericho, which is not very far from that, at 846 feet below sea level, is the lowest city on the face of the planet. Within Jericho are freshwater springs. It is an oasis that has attracted people to live there for 11,000 years, one of the oldest continuously inhabited places also on the planet. And here amongst these springs of water comes Jesus Christ, the living water springing forth, who comes to the lowest place on earth in order to lift up, to seek, and to save the lost. Zacchaeus is a wealthy man, but he's not happy. Tax collectors in the Roman Empire were not good, wholesome people, so he's not a good man. They were sinners. They were considered traitors. They were charging far and above, often, what the tax was that the Romans were asking for, and they were allowed then to pocket the rest of the money. But something happens to Zacchaeus, something that sometimes happens to us, even us who sometimes come to Mass regularly. Something happens called a conversion. Zacchaeus had a conversion. It started in his heart with a desire, a desperate desire to just see Jesus. He had heard so much about him and wanted to see him passing by. So the first real question for us, do you really want to see Jesus? Do you and I, why do we come? Is it just because of something in ourselves? Is it about ourselves? Or do we want to see Jesus? And like Zacchaeus, do we do everything in order to do that? Even climb in a tree if we have to, in order to get close to him. Do we do everything in order to see him? This question 2,000 years after the event is relevant now as it would be then. It's a relevant question to ask ourselves. Do you want to? Do you really want to? Or perhaps, would I rather avoid an encounter with him? Do I prefer not to see him and for him not to see me, lest he see my way of thinking, lest he call me to change my actions, my attitudes, to see that I pick and choose which teachings I would like to follow that come from him through his church. Because he will ask us that. It is exactly what he will ask for us to change, for us not to stay the way we are. It's what he constantly asks of me, that I lose myself to become more Christ, more him. Zacchaeus gets more than just a glimpse. Zacchaeus discovers that he is personally loved by the Messiah. He is touched to the depth of his soul, and he opens up his heart and his home to Christ. Those are two places that Christ will ask you to open for him. And so another question, why does Jesus accept all these sinners? Is he saying that what they're doing is okay? That it's okay as long as you're a good person, that's all you really need? No, not in the least. The Book of Wisdom lets us know why he does this. Because God does this, he overlooks our sins in order that we might repent. Therefore, Lord, you rebuke offenders little by little, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. He invites us to follow so that we might change, repent. And the good news is that God is so patient with us, but he is still calling us to repent, calling us to transformation. Like Zacchaeus, Jesus is calling you in this Mass to come down from your tree, that he might come to your home, to stop being a mere observer. He wants to come into your home, into your heart, and stay with you. Will you let him in? Will you let him change you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.